Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on music production. I'm going to be talking about what we do in our music production classes and also what I do in my producing my music. Our intention today is that everybody might get the sounds and music that they need the most for their highest good. Before we start, though, let me tell you about some things that are going on here at the Institute. Let me share my screen here. First of all, we have our next semester is starting January 18th at the Institute in Sausalito. It's half at the Institute and half online. But if you wanted to do, if you're in local and or you want to move here, then you can do the classes starting January 18th, generally Monday and Wednesday nights, and the online portion is Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings, Pacific time. And so it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically for pain and working on issues, physical issues. Emotionally for releasing stuck emotions and resonating more positive belief systems. Also mentally for brainwave entrainment and how that works not only with binaural beats but also with all the different instruments. And then spiritually for running more love, gratitude, compassion, and joy and frequency of your soul and also the frequency of source, which we see as all frequencies. And then we also teach many techniques for opening up your own practice. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So you got many techniques we teach. And we also have over a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective. And then we also have the whole program online. You can start that January 11th, actually. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, and then Saturdays, 10 to 1. And it works really well online, actually really well. People are really happy if you can't come here. We teach how to use the instruments as well. You get to practice on friends and family. We do healings on each other and toning and chant and mantra. So it's really, really fun. It's actually way beyond anything you ever imagined it would be. It is so deep. It's really, we have some amazing instructors. And then we've got, we have an open house right before that, if you happen to be local, on Sunday, January 16th, before we get started in the classes. And then we also have a recording program starting on January 18th. It's at 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, one day a week, on Tuesdays, Pacific time. And then you have 5 hours of lab that you have to do, completely separate than the recording, than the sound healing program. You learn about Pro Tools and how to work with any digital audio workstation. Go through all of the plugins, all of the effects. We go through the physics of sound. We go through MIDI and how to record on keyboards. We also have a whole class on music theory that's included. And then we have a whole section on mixing where I use my visual system to show different structures of mixes. I'll be showing some of that today. And then we also go through producing as well, how to produce your own project or other people's project. And it's works really well online because you can hear me mixing in stereo and you get a video so you can review everything when you do your lab each week. So that's starting January 18th. Again, it's 22 weeks, one day a week on Tuesdays from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time. You can always watch videos if you can't make that time too. Same with the sound healing program. We record every class, so you can always watch videos if you can't make the time. So you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me 415-777-2486 or check out everything at soundhealingcenter.com and you click on this button here, go to the website for the Globe Institute. If you go to globerecording.com, you can go straight there. We also have our therapy center, where we have over 20 different treatments, although the main treatments we're doing right now are voice analysis and home note, and for all different types of issues. Right? And we're probably going to start doing combo sessions here at the Institute again, and massage as well. But we do the root soul entrainment, where we find your note. You can also do brainwave entrainment, where you get CDs tuned to you in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. But regardless, you get a CD that is where you're at peace. Right? We also do voice analysis, where we find out exactly what's missing in your voice, which shows correlation to different issues physically and emotionally, and different all different types of learning disabilities and or problems with organs as well. So that's at soundtherapycenter.com, but you can also find it through the link here at soundhealingcenter.com. Then we have our store, where we have over 300 different items in the store here. We've got instruments, full range of instruments. We've got all our vibroacoustic tools, which are sound lounges, sound tables, dolphins, and pillows. We've got sound chambers. You want to build a device that will hold 20 people and take you into higher consciousness, right? And then we've also got the Miracle iCube, which is a quantum device that puts out scalar waves for higher consciousness, biomats. We also have sacred geometry pendants, full range of things on here, including books and videos and all my different music that we're going to be talking about today. So that's the Sound Healing Store. We also have the entire, get back to here. We also have the Research Foundation. We're about to launch a new site, probably this week even, where we've got over, we're going to have about two, ultimately we'll have about 400 research papers. So if you go to soundhealingresearchfoundation.com or .org, you can see all the papers, student papers, clinical papers. Also, we have a link to the Medical Research Association, where we have over 500 doctors now and sound therapists figuring out how to heal every disease there is. Tomorrow we have a meeting with the Medical Sound Association from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And it's on how to use sound for depression. Perfectly appropriate for the holidays, right? We're also going to talk about what a new hospital will look like in the future that uses vibration. So you can go to medicalsoundassociation.com and then scroll down and click on the contact form and join, and I'll send you the login. It's free to log in to the meeting. We also have the Sound Education Association, which is where we've created over 2,000 exercises for kids at all age groups, 3 months to 18 years. And we're going to be starting online classes in February. We have bi-monthly meetings with the association as well. That's at soundeducationcenter.com. And then the Research Foundation, we're also going to have a database of practitioners, sound practitioners, so you can like get in contact with people that are doing sound healing treatments in your area or do it online. So that's also, you can find all of that at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org or .com. Those are the different things we have happening around here. So anything else, any other events? I think that's it. So we're going, I want to talk about the music that I produce. You know, it's interesting that There's very little clarity about how music works, even though music therapy's been studying it for years. There's still very little clarity about what gets people really high. And I don't even know completely, but I wrote the number one selling books in audio recording, The Art of Producing and The Art of Mixing. And they're the books used in recording schools around the world to teach audio recording, right? The Art of Mixing, and even also The Art of Producing as well. And in these books, I use different visual systems to show, or a visual system to show different styles of mixes. And in this visual system, let me go ahead and show you that in The Art of Mixing. Let me finish what I was saying. So I also wrote the number one selling book in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. So I've got a really unique perspective on how sound and music affect a person. Not to mention, I've been teaching audio recording for almost 30 years now. And using this visual system, I'm able to show different styles of mixes. Let me just show you a little more detail of that because it's really interesting. I'm thinking to show you this, but let me show you. Okay, so here is the visual system. We're making it into an interface where you can actually mix with it. Now, each sphere represents a sound. The volume is front to back. If it's louder, it's closer. Panning is left and right. If the instrument's in the left speaker, then you'll see the visual in the left speaker, right? And then frequency is up and down. So these are higher frequencies, these are lower frequencies, right? And with this visual framework, I wrote the book to be able to show different styles of mixes visually. Let's see, let me go ahead and show you those. So I can show every style of music visually. From classical music to actual hip hop and dance music, right? So here would be like a hip hop mix. Here's a rap mix with a big bass. Right, here's a reggae mix. Here's a big band mix. And here's different mixes. This is Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. And so you're able to see all the different structures of mixes for different styles of music. And I've actually created animated visuals. Let me go ahead and play one of these for you so you can get an idea. This is really fun. Okay. Remember, volume is, well, it's going to show it. Volume is front to back. Panning is left and right, and frequency is up and down. Enjoy. It's about a 5-minute video here.
I got it back, and that ain't good.
I'm a guitar.
Meditation and macrobiotics. As soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics.
Sunday morning, there lies a body just oozing life.
it in this world of music. So now I got to use it. Now back to the jumping. Gotta stop slumping, cause you know we gotta do something.
Ever since you left me, baby, whoa, sure been lonely around here.
So ultimately, these visuals are in 3D. We actually have a demo in 3D where you put on 3D glasses and you can see the bubbles floating between the speakers right where the sounds are, right? Here's a little bit of a 3D version in 2D, but you get the idea here. Check this out. This is kind of fun.
Hey, I don't believe it. There she goes again. Light it up. I can't find anything. Tubes and wires, apple notes, magic waking notion. But oh, a dream motion. When she turned her eyes to me.
Right. So imagine just being able to actually actually step into the middle of this in 3D and reach up with a data glove and grab those sounds and be able to move them around. Right? So and the round sound, this is what it would look like. You could actually reach up with a data glove, but also in surround sound, you'd be in the middle of the mix, right? And you can actually not only grab the sounds, but throw them and bounce them off the walls as you like, right? And I've shown in the presentations here before that we've actually come up with a visual virtual reality system where you put on a helmet. And you can actually look down. Actually, let me just show you because it's pretty cool. Okay. So, let's see. Yep. Oops. I didn't have this one ready. Almost there. Okay, cool. So, with the virtual reality system, you can actually look down and see the graphic of inside of your body, right? And so you can choose which system you want to work on, whether it's your nervous system or skeletal system, or you can work on specific organs or just use chakras or auras, right? And then you get a whole database of sounds and visuals that you can drop inside the body. And it will, when you, you can actually just move them yourself wherever you want. or use a data glove to place them inside your body. So you look down, you see a graphic of inside of your body. Or you can use assessment systems that tell you where the visuals should automatically go. And so if you put a sound in your heart, it will automatically move, or visual in your heart, it will move the sound up and down on the sound table so you feel it in your heart right where you're seeing it visually. If you have a sore knee, you get very specific frequencies for your knee vibrating in the table, and you get a visual spinning in your knee as well. You can do sounds and visuals through the whole body, or do a whole chakra treatment, right? You can be inside rooms of light, or you could actually be inside an angel with all of your chakras and auras lit up with sound. I can't wait to have to test it, right? So that's where that's heading. But let me backtrack here a second, because there's something that's really funny I want to show you. So about 20 years ago, I did this, actually a little longer than 20 years ago, I did this video called The Art of Mixing. And if you search on YouTube for it, it's The Art of Mixing with David Gibson, right? And it's a 2.5 hour video where I'm explaining how to mix with the visuals on a blue screen behind me, right? So, and it's pretty psychedelic. It's really funny. And this is what I used to look like, right, when I did this. It's really funny. Okay, check it out. Let me play a little bit.
The movement of these sound images. Just as a musician needs to explore and become thoroughly familiar with all of the possibilities of his or her instrument, so must an engineer be aware of all possible musical dynamics that the equipment can create. And he or she must...
It's a little psychedelic, this video.
Tools are their best when they're invisible. Focus on the hammer, hit your finger, look at the steering wheel, crash the car. Stare at the knobs, screw up the mix. Get lost in the equipment, so much for the art. You know what I mean. You can't see the forest through the trees. It is the music that counts, not the equipment. Learn your tools well, so you can get past them into the beauty of the music at hand.
So what makes a great mix?
You know, the bad mix. It's just happening. You feel it. It's there.
Yeah. Well, I like a mix where things are overlapping. And, like, once in a while, some things just seem to bubble up and peek their heads through.
I like the full perspective. I want to see small next to big. Clarity next to fullness. Emotion next to thought form. I want to see a full perspective.
So, what makes a great mix?
When you play it anywhere, it sounds good.
So when it's booming, it's all bad.
Oh, that's the one.
A great mix is full of cool effects. Something happening every moment.
It's true. One person's heavenly mix is another one's hell, and vice versa.
Okay, so this video now has 2.2 million views, right? And it's really, actually really good content as to how to learn to mix, right? It's really funny, the comments here are just hilarious. One guy says, the guy is, his mustache is panned too far to the left, right? And it's like, this is an experience, not just a training video. Yeah, it's hilarious. So you can check that out for free. And the cool thing is, with these visuals, I'm able to explain what makes a good mix, right? So it's really a unique system. Now, when you're showing, when you're creating different mixes, and then get into the music part itself, it's like the different mixes, let's see, have different geometries, right? Like, so this is pretty balanced, where it's the left has a good balance with the right, right? And this one's got a little unbalanced, not too much though, and this one's a little less balanced, right? And then this one here is really balanced, Right. So with when you got like the Beatles used to put vocals on one side and the rest of the group on the other side, right? And so it was unbalanced, and that's cool. But you know, for sound healing music, you generally want a nice balanced energy where you have an instrument on the left that balances out the one on the right, so it feels balanced, right? There's another aspect here that's really important in sound healing music as well. Well, in basic mixing, the trick is you don't want too many instruments in one spot, right? Whether it's up and down or left and right. You don't want them in the same place because they'll hide each other. It's called masking in recording. But also, here shows a good arrangement where we have instruments at different frequency ranges. Remember, high frequencies are higher and low frequencies are lower. So they're spread across the full frequency spectrum. Well, there's a school of thought in sound healing that every frequency is a nutrient. So when you actually create music that has the full spectrum of highs and lows and mid-range balanced, then you get all the nutrients. A lot of sound healing music and a lot of classical music, for that matter, has a little weakness in the low frequency range. They have some lows here and there, but it's not like you don't have a huge amount of lows in a lot of classical. So to me, it often feels a little ungrounding. There can be some, but not. It's not like major, right? Whereas, you know, also I create music for the sound table, so I often add more lows to vibrate you as well. Now, if you're doing a song about love, you might have a little more boost in the mid-range, right where the love frequencies are. Or if you're doing a song about grounding, you have more bass, right? Or if you're doing a song about spirit, you might have more high frequencies to really, you know, do the tinkly thing to represent, you know, spirit and the high frequencies. So that's one thing this shows you as well. The other thing, let's see, that I want to share is, here we are. There's actually quite a few things. So that's the visual system. Let me zoom out here. Okay, so we've got what I've got. Let me to give you an overview. I've got a full range of music, sound healing music. Then we have music for the sound tables that are have more bass in them. Then we have all these guided meditations. And then we have the frequency CDs that are actually not music. They're frequencies that you play on the body. Before I get into music, let me share with you some of the guided meditations. I actually have a full set of guided meditations that you can use. I don't talk much about this, actually, that you can use before surgery and after, during surgery and after surgery. They're actually not showing up right now. And also, we've got guided meditations for sleep, for relaxation, for anxiety. And so there's my friend Diane actually does a lot of the guided meditations. And then we have the CDs for, you know, being in the hospital as well. Those are really, really effective. And then we have the frequency CDs. These are based on the frequencies from Peter Guy Manners. And again, you don't listen to these. You play them on the body. So we've got arthritis. We've got asthma, brain, chronic fatigue, circulatory system, digestion, endocrine glands, right? The full range of frequencies for bones. And they're really effective, especially effective for pain, where you actually just, you can take the headphones and place them on the body. Or you can actually use our devices, which are the pillows and the dolphins, or the bass belt that you can strap on. And it's unbelievably effective for different issues, right? So you can check that out. But then we have all the music CDs. And the music CDs are really interesting in that I had a company called NutraEnergetics that hired me originally to do a lot of these CDs. And then I had another company that was working with Parkinson's that hired me to do a whole nother set of CDs, right? So for the NutriEnergetics, NutriEnergetics has a device that actually you put your hand on a pad and it sends electronic signals through your body and pings different organs, actually pings different morphogenetic fields, which are the higher level controlling information of organs that many people have been studying, including Rupert Sheldrake. And so it pings these different morphogenetic fields that are controlling the organs and gives you a 30-page medical readout. We actually do the treatment at the Institute. You can come in, we'll put your hand on the pad, and then give you actual remedies they're called nutraceuticals, where they put different frequencies and geometries into mineral water with three lasers. And so it's like a homeopathic remedy that you take for like a month and a half based on the assessment, right? And it's really effective for chronic issues, really effective. Well, NutriEnergetics hired me to create all these CDs based on the main remedies they have. So just about every song I have, it has this quantum field based on the actual remedy for NutriEnergetics. So Unconditional Love has a whole quantum field based on what NutriEnergetics gave me for Unconditional Love. Right? But it's a little more complex than that. It's maybe too much information, but let me show you. Right? So for each of the songs, they gave me 12 numbers, which is the quantum field of that healing. This song is called Enlightenment, which I'll play in just a minute, right? And they gave me all these different notes that I could use for each of the numbers, right? So what I did is I created a chord progression. First, I looked across here and looked at, okay, what key would this be in based on all the numbers that they gave me for this song? So then the chord progression, actually, the way the song progresses is based on the number. So it goes G, C, D, G, C, D, G, C, D, based on the five, and then A, A, A. And so every progression is the remedy for each of the songs, right? So Harmonize Emotions has this progression. So there's the actual progression of the song is the actual remedy for NutriEnergetic for that issue. Here's for memory, here's for chakras, here's for the heart and overcoming fear, getting over grief, reconnection to source, right? And so that makes the songs really interesting because so there's much more going on in the background than just binaural beats and brainwave entrainment that we'll talk about in a bit, right? So let me play Enlightenment now that you know that there's a little more going on. Wait, before I play it, let me tell you about the binaural beats. Just about all of my music has binaural beats included in it. Binaural beats are two frequencies that are a little bit different that create a rhythm to entrain your brain into delta for sleep, a slow rhythm, theta for creativity and going into the zone, like being one with the universe, you're in theta, and then alpha for learning and doing sports and being present, and then beta for thinking and overcoming ADD, and gamma for blissing out, right? So just about all the songs actually have these binaural beat frequencies embedded in the music to also entrain your brain into that brainwave state. Now, with the binaural beats, let me go to a little more detail before I play a song. I've gone over this in minute detail in a few months ago when we were doing the whole conference on sound in the brain. The trick with binaural beat rhythms is to set the rhythm to the song So it's the same rhythm of the song, and to set it to the same key. If you take a rhythm and double it, it becomes a note. Whenever you double something, it's the exact same note. It's called an octave, right? So if I double a rhythm, it becomes a note. So the trick is to actually make the song be in the key of the rhythm of the note. Maybe a little too much information, but it's the deal is that not only are the binaural beats tuned to the actual rhythm of the song, but they're tuned to the key of the song, and the frequency that's carrying the binaural beat, the actual notes, are also tuned to the song. It's like everything's in complete harmony. So we spend a lot of time making sure that the binaural beats are perfectly in tune with the song. Otherwise, you're creating dissonance that can throw people off. And a lot of people don't really pay that close attention to this. We teach about this in the recording classes as well, a little bit in the sound healing classes. Okay. So the binaural beats are totally in tune. Let me say one more thing before I play this song. I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then we'll come back. Okay. So this is Enlightenment. Let me find it here. Okay, enjoy. Got the quantum field of enlightenment embedded. Thank you. There's nothing like a slow fade on the home note of a song, right? Like we just heard. It's like a crystal bowl fading out. It just leaves you in that stillness, right? So I'm very careful to do that on most of the song. And ending on the main note of the song, which is the definition of that, is where you're at rest, right? So it's even more relaxing instead of ending on an interesting note, right? No, we're ending on the home note, right? So there's another thing I want to share that's really important. And that is, when I create a song, what I do is I meditate on the intention of the song, in this case, enlightenment, right? And I'll focus on that energy and just bring in that energy and just feel it completely. And then I'll notice the tempo of my breath. And I'll set the recording program for my song to that tempo of my breath. And then I'll play one chord on the in-breath and another chord on the out-breath, right? So now I'm able to stay in that intention with the breath. You know, I learned this on drugs at a Pink Floyd concert like 40 years ago, right? It was like, I saw Pink Floyd many times, but I remember even the first time I saw them in like '70s, right? It was like, what happened? Where did I go? Right? I remember after the concert, I said to my friend, did you guys go somewhere else also? They're like, oh yeah. And you've probably experienced this when you've listened to certain songs where it's like, holy moly, you just taken to another dimension. And then when the song's over, it's like, whoa, what just happened? Where have I been? Right? And I thought, what is doing this? What makes it so that you end up going to this other dimension? Right? Well, one of the main things I realized at the Pink Floyd concert on drugs was that it's totally recorded to the breath. Dark Side of the Moon, you can breathe to perfectly, right? And there's a lot of music you can't breathe to, but it's like in-breath, out-breath, right? Even slower, right? And that makes it tie into a person's biosystem even deeper, right? But there's another aspect that I learned, and that's called smooth, I call it smooth flow. Let me draw it here for you. Smooth flow is like no abrupt changes, right? So, here we go. So, I noticed this at that Pink Floyd concert on drugs, right? That there's like a dynamic that would build up, right, really smoothly, and I could feel it really clearly, and then it would break down really smoothly. It would get more and more mellow. And what I learned is the smoother that flow, the more your system goes with it. Also, if it's over a long period of time, right? If it's not smooth, like this, where it's like actually dance music can be going up and then it'll drop, right? That's cool and that's fun, but that's not going to take you into a deeper place. Whereas here, this one is, the first one here is really smooth, especially if it's over a long period of time. You go with it as long as it's not boring, right? So you make the sounds so that they're not boring, and it keeps the interest, and with the breath as you build up or break down. Now, building up would be for depression, right? If you want to build up and build up, that would be like the Stairway to Heaven that takes you out of depression. Or if you want to go down, that's really good for anxiety. The mountain curve, which I do a lot in my music, which is what I'm showing here, is often good for overwhelmment. It's just good to, once you get activated, when you get mellow, it's even more effective because now you have something to compare it to, and you have that change that's happened. Now notice if in that song I just played, it actually faded out. It got mellower and mellower, slower in tempo towards the end. And I even added in some wind noise that sounds like the breath to help entrain you into the breath, right? So I often use a little wind noise to help entrain into the breath. And so this smooth flow, it's like often I think of it around 8 minutes of a build and 8 minutes or more. I actually have songs where it's actually 15-minute build and 15-minute fade out. And it's like, or not fade out, getting mellow, right? And it's really effective when you go nice and slow and you're doing it with the breath. Now, there's one other thing I want to show you or share with you about the breath that's really cool. Let's see if I can get to this very quickly. And that's a breath of empowerment. So here we have my song, Unconditional Love. And I want to see if you can hear this in here. So let me see if I can find the spot where it's really empowered here. Oops, gotta move that down. Okay. Okay, it's actually here. If you were to breathe with this, it's like in, and then a big out breath. In, and a big out breath. In breath work, that's like the breath of empowerment, where it's a full outward breath that's just completely relaxed, right? And I do this in quite a few of the songs where it actually synchronizes to that type of breath. And it often entrains people into that type of breath. So that's really effective. Now, the song I have on for antidepressant has a lot of high frequencies. It's got a lot of alpha frequencies to help with depression. It's also, I do a thing where I actually sweep through all the frequencies. So I'll take a little break of the song and I'll go from low to high through all the frequencies and back down. And I do it multiple times to give you the full perspective of all the frequencies for healing. Right? That every frequency is a nutrient, right? But it's really quite activating throughout. Whereas my CD on sleep has sounds that are really mellow. Let me play a little bit of this. I'm going to fast forward. And get mellower and mellower and mellower. Right? I mean, it's almost boring. I learned this from Stephen Halpern. When you use the musical fourth is like, it doesn't have this need to come back home. Like the fifth is, right? Whereas the fourth is, right? There's no inertia to try to go back to, and that leaves you floating with less kind of anxiety in a way, right? And that's what's really good for sleep, right? Is to not have to go anywhere, to just hang out. The Nutri-Energetic CDs are the shorter versions of all my music, and they, of course, are based on those quantum fields, and then the other CDs are longer versions of those songs, right? So there's a full range of music based on this, all with smooth flow. One last thing. When you tap into source and let source guide the composition, I'm not like thinking I mean, I've got this map that I'm basing it on, right, based on nutrienergetics, but I'm not thinking of the structure. I'll map out the overall up and down, but I'm not using my mind. I'm using, okay, what would flow after this four measures, right? What would feel right on the build? So I'm building it bit by bit as I go, as opposed to actually just doing very specific chords that I learned in school, right? So basically, I'm using spirit as the guide while watching with my mind to make sure there's a flow, smooth flow. Well, hopefully this is not too technical for today, but I just want to give you an idea of what goes on in the music production, because really, this is in a lot of sound healing. This is really so important. If you happen to be interested in classes, we do have the whole classes on recording. You can check it out. I mentioned it before, but that's my overview. So again, our intention is you might find the music that totally taps you into your higher self, into your soul, into source, where we're all one. Hold that thought for the rest of the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you for listening and take care.